All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here, your podcaster, and today's first day of issue stamp. Actually, the first day of issue stamp for rural America was the last one that Rexford A. Bristol wrote from 1973. So I am about to read the first one for 1974. And today's podcast is about first day of issue stamp. Who is this person? Said Blackwell. Dr. Blackwell. So there you go. I never knew about this one. So this is a very interesting knowing. Okay, so this one was dated January 23, 1974. Mr. G. Lubriere, General Foreman, Union Royal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70807. Dear Mr. Lubriere, with the term, open and close parentheses, male chauvinism being tossed around so freely these days, it behooves us beleaguered males. Wow, beleaguered males? Spells B-E-L-E-A-G-U-R-E-D. There you go, males. Outnumber as we are, to tread softly and give credit when credit is due. In this case of Dr. Blackwell, no problem. Hers is a classic example of determination, perseverance backed by unusual ability. Next paragraph. Born in England in 1821, Elizabeth Blackwell came to America when she was 12. Upon acquiring the best formal education available at the time, she started teaching school. However, at age 23, medicine, a field then the exclusive domain of males, became the motivating purpose of her life. Next paragraph. Miss Blackwell tried in vain to enter every medical school in Philadelphia and New York. Harvard, Yale, and Bowdoin also turned her down. After studying anatomy privately, she applied to a number of rural medical schools, Geneva Medical College in West Central New York, now Hobart College, eventually accepted her. Now I'm going to have to check Central New York, Hobart College, if they still around in this time. Since, because this was from 1974, it is now in the middle of 2024, so I'll check that one out. Next paragraph. Elizabeth Blackwell's travails, however, weren't over. Following her graduation, no hospital or dispensary would hire her. In desperation, she finally founded her own medical facility. This infirmary in time organized a training school for nurses and a women medical college. Later, during the Civil War, Dr. Blackwell became deeply involved with providing medical care for battlefield casualties. Returning to Europe to further her medical study, she became a close friend of Florence Nightingale. Dr. Blackwell's active career spanned more than 50 years. She died in 1910. At Foxborough, medicine also is actively pursued. Here, it takes the form of engineered instruments and systems needed in the quality and quantity production of prescription drugs and sick room aids. Most, if not all, of the country's leading pharmaceutical companies know Foxborough well. For us both, it's an important way of life. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee. I like this. Never heard of her. And knowing that English is my second language, this is something that I learned, and I will go and check her out if there's any more information about her online. So this is my podcast for today, and as usual, thank you for listening and come back again. Bye.